patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
You know, and, you know, I don't always, you know, do the right things when I eat and everything. I admit it, you know, welcome back. Here we are. But, you know, I don't make the best food choices, right? You know, it's not like when I was a kid, my mom, Mama Matrix, said, hey, eat your vegetables and fruit, right? So fast forward to today, there's zero chance that I'm eating the 6 cups of recommended fruits and vegetables every day, which is why I am now using Field of Greens. Field of Greens is powered with a full spectrum of essential vegetables and fruits. Plus science-based probiotics and herbs. Your skin will look healthier. You know, look at that, Shady. I'm telling you right now. And it can help you lose weight. So simple, back to nutrition is the answer. Field of Greens is simple nutrition with results so powerful that when I take it and go to my next physical, I expect my doctor and my lab work to say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. And if you don't, you know, we'll get you started right now. If you don't, you know, it'll be free, but we'll get you started right now with 10% off. Use code MGSHOW at fieldofgreens.com, fieldofgreens.com. Use that code MGSHOW. Let them know that you heard it from me. And I'm also incorporating the gym, guys. And I want to tell you right now, if you guys make sure you get out and walk, make sure you're grounding, make sure you're doing all the right things for yourself, because we can't save this republic unless you're healthy. Shady Group, fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW.
Absolutely. And thank you guys for sponsoring Field of Greens. And they continue their sponsorship with the MG Show because of all of you getting healthy. We need healthy patriots out there. We need people that can fight and have all of their wits about them. And this will help you attain that level of that position on the battlefield.
Stamina.
Stamina. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
The Republic wasn't saved in a day, guys. And if we couldn't tell them, now we have to show them. How'd you like your State of the Union, Shady? Pretty awesome, huh?
I tried to not nap.
I really did. And so, you know, and that brings us to, you know, like, you know, we know that Joe Biden is not officially elected. We know that he stole the vote. They stole the votes. We know in Arizona, Carrie Lake is the governor. I mean, we saw it. We watched it live. With, you know, 300,000 mismatching signatures. I mean, we've got, you know, preloaded, my opinion, this is my theory, preloaded Runbeck ballot boxes. You know, we studied Runbeck over 2 years ago, Shady, if you recall, during the 2020 election, and they stole, yep. You know, other elections too. You know, Pennsylvania and Georgia, I believe, or maybe it was just Georgia. We did a big deep dig on that, and we brought it back into, you know, this election with Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake was right on here just before the primary. Her favorite show is the MG Show, Shady.
That's right.
So we want to make sure that you guys understand that there is an effort out there. It's Americans Against Mail-In Voting, guys. And we've got Zach and Eric here today. Zach is, he's, you know, on a Wi-Fi. Let's see if we can get him in here. Zach and Eric, welcome to the MG Show. And let's tell them about Hobbs Recall.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, we're really great. Good, Eric. Nice to meet you. So, Eric, you are the feet on the street for nomailingvotes.com or HobbsRecall.com in Maricopa County. Is that correct?
That's correct. I lived in Maricopa County for 15 years, mostly in Tempe and the Gilbert and Mesa area. And all this, I've been seeing these shenanigans going on for a long time, but this last election took the cake.
It really did. We saw it happen live. I mean, we reported on it. I mean, people were upset and they didn't even listen. You know, all of the mishaps with the machines, you know, to on the day of voting and everything else. And then we've got Zachary, who is the executive director. Zachary, welcome to the MG Show, sir. Let me see. Do we have him?
I think.
Sorry maybe about that.
Close. Here he comes. I didn't see. There he comes.
So as soon as he starts, he goes out. Yeah.
There's Zach. Well,
can you? Yeah, go ahead. Good to see you, Zach.
Yeah, good to see you too. Hello, everybody. I am very sorry for the delay. I have had some serious technical difficulties this morning.
Welcome to the MG show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for being patient for with the delay.
A problem.
I'm the director of AAMV, and I guess I had a nice introduction planned for this, but I'm coming in late. So really AAMV, started because of these primaries. It started as a national thing and it just really exploded overnight. And Arizona is like the pillar of, the election discrepancies right now. So we put together a team and we're making every adjustment that we can on the ground, and we're educating everybody to try and make a difference. I apologize for not exactly hearing your question, but I was trying to get situated so the light was out of the background. So I'm here and I'm good and I'm not going to be moving now.
And you look great. So thank you very much for joining us, Zachary. So Zachary, tell us, so we got Americans against mail-in voting, and obviously we're wanting to save Arizona with HobbsRecall.com. Tell us, about, the entirety of the organization. What are you guys doing? I know you're doing a lot of amazing, and I'm not on Twitter yet. I'm still waiting to get my 275,000 followers back, right? and my account back. But you guys are doing some great Twitter, you're bringing like Jovan. Praise Elon. Until I get my account, I'm not praising anybody. So I'm praying to God that I get my account back, because that account will actually connect a lot of dots that people are missing on Twitter. But how are you doing? How are you getting the word out? Obviously we heard from you, from Melody Jennings from Clean the Vote. She spoke very highly of you two. And, obviously we wanted to make sure that you guys got amplified, because we do have a pretty large Arizona listening audience. Let's just go to Zach. How did you actually come up with the idea? I know that you're very a proponent of Second Amendment, which, we all are here on the MG show. So tell me, your story. How did you become to doing what you're doing today?
So I actually founded a Second Amendment organization about a year ago, and we were doing some really great things. It was really big, and it was growing really fast. And through that organization, I made a lot of contacts, some, well-known individuals across the nation. And unfortunately things just didn't work out. The organization didn't get to, keep thriving. And I kind of just hung up the towel of being a public figure and trying to make change. Because along with those, great people I met, I also met some shady ones and some bad ones. So I went about 6 months, not really doing much of anything, just kind of minding my own business. And then I watched the November 8th, 2022 primaries. And when I watched the primaries, I was absolutely disgusted. I watched Pennsylvania, I watched Arizona, I watched a couple of other states, and I was like, holy man, somebody's got to do something. So myself and a couple of people, we decided to start a Facebook group where we could share images and, our discrepancies and just talk about it. And overnight, I woke up the next morning to over 5,000 people in that group. So it got really big, really quick overnight. Within 3 days, we were at 50,000 or 15,000 people. And then we, all kind of had this idea, hey, just like we were doing for the Second Amendment, why don't we take this business management experience I have and take the knowledge that we all have combined and build something to represent this on a national level? So the biggest selling point for us, and I say selling point, but the biggest attention grab for us is every state has got its group of patriots that are pushing, that are on the ground, the grassroots, boots on the ground organizations that have been pushing back for a lot of years. And what we witnessed in 2022 is these state groups are just getting laughed right out of courtrooms. They come in with their issues, their discrepancies, and they just get mocked. They get laughed right out of the courtroom. So our mission really quick became, how do we get these people to stop being laughed at? How do we make the judges in the courts actually acknowledge this? How do we get people to pay attention? So by forming a national umbrella, in forming a subcommittee and a membership base in every state, it brings you to the floor of play, just like the NRA. we have X amount of members. We have a subcommittee of leadership in that state. It grants us the proof of standing that we need to come in as a national entity and draw support from everywhere. So now it's not just a state group of 10,000 people pushing for Arizona. It's now a national group of, you know, a million people pushing for Arizona. And that makes change. You know, that's and it's amazing. It's growing. And how we're really staying involved and getting more and more attention. Twitter, I love Twitter, you know, the crusader of free speech right now. And Facebook, Truth Social, we're just using everything that we can. And unlike a lot of people from our party, we have decided to go full in on social media. You know, it's the biggest tool in the shed right now, and it's the biggest way that you can gain audience and gain traction. So we're capitalizing off that to gain new members and gain more attention. And it's just, it's explosive. It's viral. It's amazing.
So, you know, and, you know, your focus is national against mail-in voting, because Americans against mail-in voting. And I love that. Thank you for that, because that's the reason that I think a lot of these elections are, you know, stolen. Obviously, yes, we have Dominion and the percentages and all that. But, you know, I really think the pedal to the metal in their vote fraud is mail-in voting, for sure. 100%. So absolutely. I commend you in doing that. And, you know, the focus here, and this is why we've got Eric here. He is the head of the Maricopa County portion, HobbsRecall.com. And you got a quick video about why the focus on Arizona. Let me just play that real quick for the audience. Check this out. So basically, over half of the voting locations had technical issues, which caused voters to leave, wait in line for hours, and ultimately told to give the precinct workers their ballots for a hand tabulation. The numbers just didn't and don't add up. Katie Hobbs refused to recuse herself as Secretary of State during an election where she was a candidate in. Sounds fishy to me. Does it sound fishy to you? Absolutely. So let me just go back and finish reading this, because it's amazing. Her new executive order way of governing is not for the people and will undo many policies voted on in and by the people of Arizona. 43,000 kids will be forced to leave their schools when she repeals the Empowerment Scholarship account, which allows families to use funds for charter schools and, you know, freedom of school choice. Election irregularities were rampant. These are just a few reasons Katie Hobbs should be recalled as the state governor of Arizona. What they said, Arizonans' ability to vote, no, affected by hiccup vote tabulations. Hiccup, right? We know what happened there. And, you know, she was saying that, you know, there was, you know, what was it? I think it was like 25% of the machines didn't work or more. I mean, this is just insane. This is a really good video with, you know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, happened. But this is how, this is the important part. Recall Katie Hobbs. A recall is a procedure that allows citizens to remove and replace a public official before the end of their term in office. And here's how we do it. A recall may commence after an individual has been in office 6 months, except for state legislators, which is 5 days, and no specific grounds are required. A recall petition must be submitted within 120 days of the application or the recall being approved. Signatures required 25% of all votes cast in the last election for all candidates in that race. 2,558,755 votes cast times 0.25 is 639,689. That's how many signatures, right? A recall petition cannot be submitted until she has been in office for 6 months or her swearing in date. Once the recall petition is submitted and approved by the Arizona Secretary of State, they have 120 days to collect 639,689 signatures. So that's how you do it. So that's why you're on the ground, Eric. So let's hear from you now. What do you think? So why did you get involved with this? I mean, obviously you were there witnessing these things in real time with your own eyes. You don't need the media. Here's what you need to know about the Arizona election. You saw it yourself. So
isn't my first rodeo. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just going to say, take us through how you got here and how you're absolutely helping the state of Arizona. And I commend you for this. Stepping up for Arizona is not, you know, a wimpy thing to do. It's a brave thing to do, because there's a lot of corruption in Maricopa County. So thank you for doing what you're doing, sir.
Yeah, there's something rotten in Maricopa, and the people are taking out the trash. And the thing is, Bill Gates on election day said it's chaos. So this whole thing about a hiccup doesn't really sum it up. That's quite a misnomer, if ever there was a misnomer. let's just put it in these terms. Half of the ballots were rejected when they were fed through the machine. A total of 250 or 225,000 ballots were rejected by the machine and couldn't be fed through. So they couldn't be tabulated. So those were all put into a box three, no chain of custody, no count for how many there were at the polling location. They said they counted them once they got to the Rumbek, where they gathered them all for it to a third party. And yet there's no chain of custody, there's no numbers, and they were mixed or not cross-pollinated. What do you call it, Zach? Like when you mix them together? Well, whatever the term is.
Yeah, I don't know the exact term.
Yeah, it's commingling, yeah. But they commingled the ballots, and we have many witnesses of this. And I talked to a lot of the poll observers that were there that day, and they told me exactly what happened. And, of course, none of this happened in Tempe. Like, I talked to a poll worker that worked in Tempe, and it was all students, mostly Democrats, of course, at the university. They had hardly a hiccup over there. During early voting, there were no issues. And then on election day, out of nowhere, when all the Republicans are coming in, normally this is the true red pill. The numbers are coming in. Like, these past few weeks, we've been hearing actual data, like raw data. And the truth is, every election in Arizona, Republicans, especially in the gubernatorial race, get about 64% of the ballots on election day. It's overwhelmingly Republican. So on election day, the tabulated ballots all came in at about that ratio of about 60 to 65% Republican. So those came in normal. Then once you count the non-tabulated ballots, magically, the non-tabulated ballots have 60% for Hobbs. And the tabulated ballots have 60% for Carrie Lake. Now, unless the machine knew who's a Republican and who's a Democrat, I don't think the tabulated machine has that ability. How could you have such a discrepancy between the tabulated and the non-tabulated ballots that don't fit the historic occurrence? But this isn't like even in 2020 where you had different issues. How did I get involved? Back in 2020, I saw what happened in Georgia. I filed petitions to recall Kemp and Raffensperger. The rhinos circled the wagons. They said, we can't beat Stacey Abrams without this guy. So they pretty much pushed me back. And I found out the same thing happened to Shelby Bush in Arizona. So I gave her a call back in the day. She told me what was going on, and she tried to create exactly what Zach's doing right now. He's starting a national umbrella for all these organizations. You know, the True the Vote, Clean the Vote. There's a million of these organizations, many of them doing amazing God's work. And Shelby Bush tried to bring them all together. So a week after the election in 2022, I called her back up. I'm like, deja vu, all over again. Are we going to do this again? And that's what brought me to this point. And I said, I have to be there for the Senate hearings. Shelby Bush is doing God's work right now in giving all the data to the Senate hearings with Wendy Rogers and the subcommittee for elections. So I can give you a lot more data, but there's a lot of excitement on the ground. Right now, people want to recall the Board of Supervisors, Bill Gates, also the county recorder, Stephen Richard. After they take care of that, then it's going to be a lot easier to have a clean election come next year.
Can I just chime in on that? Oh, real
yes,
quick.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Just so everybody is aware that is watching, we are actually enacting a recall against Bill Gates here within the next essentially week. So we're going to really be rallying and calling for signatures. This has been something that we've been working with one of the in-state organizations on. And we're to that point. We had to wait until, we didn't have to, but we decided it would be smart to wait until the presentations were on the Senate Committee of Elections floor. And the AZGOP election was finalized and done. So we wanted to really see where our network was going to be getting support from, who was going to win AZGOP. Jeff DeWitt, by the way, great patriot, and is going to help get stuff done, just so everybody's aware. Now that all that is kind of behind us, we're moving forward with some of the smaller fish recalls. We're going after Bill Gates. There is a recall petition being applied for. With a formal statement of intent by the end of this week or early next week. So we're really going to be rallying everybody in LD in District 3 to get the signatures we need. And I don't know the exact number. I've had the team kind of work on this. But it's upwards of like 100,000 signatures in District 3 that we're going to need to get rid of Bill Gates. So the recalls are starting. And we're not just going after Katie Hobbs, for any of you guys and everybody on the show that doesn't know. We have a historical, groundbreaking strategy to take out all three of the top heads, the governor, secretary of state, and the attorney general all at the same time. Because essentially what will happen is if we recall Hobbs and we don't get rid of Fontes, and this might not have to happen because Abraham has a darn good case. All right. Abraham might get rid of Fontes for us, but we can't stop the ground game just in case it doesn't. But if we recall Hobbs and we don't get rid of Fontes, everybody, what happens is through a chain of power, transfer of power, she can resign and move Fontes into governorship. Well, that triggers a new swearing in ceremony, and that triggers the new, you know, the 6 month law. You have to wait 6 months after his swearing in to recall him. So this is why it's been so important. A lot of people think we're biting off way more than we can chew, but we actually have individual recall coordinators handling all of the recalls. We actually have different teams handling it all. And it's very important that we take out all three of them, because that's the only way that we can guaranteed trigger a recall special election, is if we break that transfer of power and there's nobody to move up. So it's, we got a lot of things going on, a lot of recalls that are going to be happening. We're also, I won't get into too much detail, but we're also playing with the powers of nullification. We're pushing on letters of intent and statements of intent, and putting politicians on notices with affidavits. So we're pushing constitutional law and the rationality of constitutional law. And, you know, we're working with people like Christian Lamar on the ground, who's also doing this. So it's a huge movement, everybody. And what we've done is we've brought all of the pieces together to create one turning cogwheel. So it's pressure.
That's great.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say that's excellent. And, you know, people, I think, need to follow this. What is it? HobbsRecall.com. It takes you over to NoMailingVotes.com. There's the Save Arizona portion there. We've got to wait to get the signatures, it looks like. Is that my screen? No. Okay. I just was wondering I have a little weird thing there. Anyway, I really want you guys to get over to that website. I want you guys to figure and maybe think about this as well. Maybe possibly donating. Here's the website right here. This is Help Save America and Then America, or Help Save Arizona, Then America. There's your donate now link. You know, maybe get, you know, $17, you know, just a random number. Anything helps. HobbsRecall.com. Recall Hobbs on Facebook. Recall Hobbs 2023 on Facebook. If you want to volunteer, volunteers@nomailingvotes.com. And if you're on Twitter, @nomailingvotes right there. Don't California, my Arizona, recall Hobbs. This is a great website, guys. Hobbs' remaining time in office is 144 days, 19 hours, 25 seconds, or 25 minutes and 55 seconds. Guys, go over there and help these guys out if you can. What a great thing. So, and then we've got breaking news right here on the MG show that they might try to recall Gates as well from Arizona. I mean, that is huge right there. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate Absolutely. It. Yeah, it has
Thank
to happen.
Thank you guys for all supporting it.
Yeah. And guys, if you guys do a donation over there, just let us know that you did a donation. We'll call you out. Thank you so much. So what else do you want? You know, so this is a national effort, and I noticed that there's Facebook groups for every state. So if you go to, you know, nomailingvotes.com, find the state chapters and you can join. I just joined mine in Florida just now. So join your state chapter. We need to get behind this, because this is the way that they steal the votes. You know, they have the guy on CNN going, well, they need 21,000 more votes in California precinct number 3.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, 3,000 votes show up. You know, we're not, you know, we haven't, you know, we weren't born yesterday, guys. And I remember when they were able to call the vote in one day, Shady Groove. I mean, right as the polls closed, too, sometimes back in the day. Now we're voting for, you know, weeks on end. So this is a great, in my opinion, this is, you know, I heard this, we heard this from Clean the Vote. .com, Melody Jennings, and we had to get you on. So what would you guys say you know, as far as your plea, and Shady, if you want to ask a question real quick, you know, I just want to make sure that they get their plea out to the American people. Shady.
One thing I wanted to say real quick was I wanted to explain to the audience about, you know, what these guys are doing. If you're in Arizona, what they would need would be for you to get in touch with other people that you know, because getting these signatures is very, very important. I know it sounds trite or whatever, but they need these signatures. It's very, you know, this is actually how our government works. It doesn't work with just like is pouring money into the kettle in the center and mixing it around. It actually works with the people using their voices. And so I just want to encourage all of our Arizona. We have a huge amount of people that are down there in Arizona. I want to encourage you to stay in touch, like get up and up to date with these guys, because it looks like to me from what he was explaining, this is going to be multi-leveled as it comes out, and you're going to be able to need to participate in each one of these individual recalls, if I'm not misunderstanding this. Is that right, guys?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
People complain all the time that, you know, the Uniparty controls all these elections and they give them too much credit. We the people have an amazing amount of power. Instead of complaining, how about do something productive? Go to HobbsRecall.com, sign up, volunteer, do something, get out there on the streets, get some signatures, give your voice to the people. And this is not a Republican or a Democrat issue, in my view. This is an American issue. And if our grandchildren, our future generations are going to look back to what we did now, and they're going to say, thank God someone stood up and someone was willing to make a difference instead of looking to party leadership. I mean, are people tired of looking to McConnell or a bunch of guys, old guys in Washington for leadership? Like, why not get the leadership yourself? Like, go out there and do something. So this is the opportunity. Stop complaining. I mean, okay, keep complaining. Sorry. Keep complaining. But instead of just complaining, how about actually do something? So I think that's the ultimate pitch is stop saying the Uniparty's rigging everything and actually do something to change that. And we're one of the few people, we're the tip of the spear. This is the opportunity to hold those that are most responsible for stealing the election in Arizona, the worst handled election across the whole country. And it keeps happening. This was even worse in 2020, if that was even possible.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zach, go ahead.
So, just real quick, I just want to read on the air, and I know everybody that's watching is going to, you know, throw their hands up for this, and I know you guys both will as well, you hosts. This is in the Arizona State Constitution. This is in your Declaration of Independence, and this is in every state constitution across the country. And this is one of the most important phrases that you'll hear today, if not the most important. All political power is inherent in the people. And governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. Okay? The people of America consent to governing. Government works for us. And we are living in a time where we all have this idea that we work for government. And it's, I shouldn't say we all, but there's so many people in America that just don't understand our founding documents and our absolute rights and the things that are being violated on a daily basis. So our fight is really, you know, election integrity as a whole. Mail-in voting is just a massive, massive, massive bullseye that we're going after. But in order to achieve getting rid of mail-in balloting and mail-in voting, and let me rephrase this, we don't want to get rid of traditional absentee mail-in voting. You know, our soldiers across seas should have the right to vote. People in the hospitals that can't go somewhere because they broke a hip should have the right to vote. But everybody needs to understand that that is an absentee ballot that we've been operating for years, okay? And they require a chain of custody, an authorized sign-off of transfer of custody, and they are filed in most states as a special ballot, okay? An absentee ballot or a special elections ballot, whatever it may be called in your state. What we're fighting is what I believe 48 states are up against now, up to now, is no excuse mail-in voting, mail-in balloting. And this is where they use voter rolls and automated algorithms and artificial intelligence to just push a button and automatically send out a whole bunch of ballots to everybody on the voter rolls. Now, the problem that you have with this is that system, if it's corrupted, whether it be by human malfeasance or technical difficulties, can print way too many ballots. You know, Maricopa County, just look at the numbers from 2020. Maricopa County, just a little over 2 million ballots that were needed, and the machines printed 4 million, over 4 million ballots, and sent them out. So how do we, the people, trust that? You know, where'd those 2 million ballots go? When you demand accountability or transparency, all the governing bodies go, oh, well, we didn't let those go through. We didn't, you know, those didn't count. Those, that's just a machine error. Don't, you know, just don't worry about it. All right. But this creates that distrust in your mouth and that distrust in your head. And like my colleague Eric said, this isn't a left or right issue. This is an American issue as a whole. And we're even getting audience from the left, from the Democrat side and the center left, that are coming to us and saying, you're absolutely right. I don't trust this. I feel like my party is cheating, you know, and at the end of the day, what we want, what all Americans want, is to be able to sit down on election day, watch your elected, your candidates win or lose, and trust in the system and have faith and say, oh, I lost. Okay. Let's regroup tomorrow. And how, you know, what are we doing next campaign to do better? Okay. We don't have that. We sit down and we watch one elected official's numbers go up and then down. Oh, some of those votes don't count. You know, let's take the numbers down. We watch episodes like Doug Mastriano versus Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. Mastriano was up by 430,000 votes when they called the race for Josh Shapiro. How do you call a race for a candidate that's clearly in the losing numbers? Okay. This is the stuff we're fighting back against. We're pushing against voter rolls. We're pushing against ballot harvesting. We're pushing against the mail-in voting. We're pushing against the elected officials that coordinate and operate all this stuff. So your boards of supervisors and your election officers. And we're trying to just restore the balance and restore the faith to the election system for the people. And it's going on nationwide. We're pushing. So Clean the Vote. Okay, you guys heard from us or heard about us from Clean the Vote. I'm also working with people from Audit the Vote in PA. We're working on making a connection there because I don't want to take our organization and step on what they're already doing. They already have suits in Bucks County. They've already successfully demanded some voting machine removals, and they're doing a great job. But they're starting to hit a breaking point where it's like, you know, how much further are we going to actually get? So I was given Sam Faddis's number the other day. I was told to contact Sam Faddis about bringing their entire organization on board with us so that we can help drive that national support. I've yet to make that phone call, but this is another avenue that we've been fighting. We're trying to get legislature pushed in every state that doesn't allow recalls, because honestly, everybody in every state should have the right to recall somebody that's not any longer working for them, you know? So the states that don't allow it, like PA, that's just criminalistic, in my opinion. They get in there and they're protected. They can't be recalled. We're going to be starting a fight in Georgia real soon. There's a big group of people in Georgia that have been doing the same thing since Eric's recall went the way it did. There's still people on the ground in Georgia fighting. And they just came to us and they said, hey, teach us what you're doing in Arizona. How do we get these people to actually answer and be held accountable? Can you bring our team on board and just educate us and give us this knowledge to use? So we're expanding into Georgia. We just got a huge announcement in Minnesota, a huge announcement in Illinois, two political candidates with massive followings that are going to be joining up as state directors for their states to rally support in those states. And this is, it's just growing, guys. It's going nuts. And this is the first time in history it's ever been done on a national level. And the beauty of this is, you said you're from Florida. Jordan is your name, right?
Jeff.
You said you're from Florida. Jeff.
Yes.
So I apologize.
It's okay.
So the beauty is every state has rules about people coming from out of state and volunteering. So the beautiful thing about Arizona is out of state residents can actually, by law, collect signatures and be part of this. But to protect the mission, we're making it be in-state voter registered residents only. Because we don't want them to make some sort of change to the laws, you know, 4 months in and then hit us with like 400,000 invalid signatures. So the beauty of this is no state anywhere says that an American from California can't come and picket with a sign or door knock with informative pamphlets in Florida or PA. There is no limitations or restrictions on this. So why keep limiting ourselves to only fighting within our borders when this is an American problem? Yeah. If we fix Arizona right now and we take Arizona back before 2024, we crack the mail-in voting system, we crack the voter rolls system, it is going to be a crack that goes across this country. All right. Your other states like Michigan, that are the most prominent voting machine state, Pennsylvania, that's just adopted full-blown mail-in voting, all these states, it's going to crack their system to where they're going to have to start backing off. They're going to have to start answering to people in their state. So we've treated Arizona as a national stage right now, because it absolutely is. With what they just did in 2022, I mean, you guys can all admit, it was like a blatant slap in your face. Come do something about it. You know, see how far you can go. We got to get in there and fix it. And when we do, it's our start to fixing America as a whole.
That's amazing.
Thank you, for letting me talk.
And your message is loud and clear. 5-5, we've received it, and I think our listeners did too. Go to HobbsRecall.com. Make sure you get to your state. Make sure you understand it. But I liked what you said earlier, and you read the part about consenting to be governed. Now, if you just accept these elections as true, and we know that they're not, you have now given in your implied consent by doing nothing. That is why, as an American citizen, it is your duty to stand up and fight for what is right, or we're going to lose our country. Implied consent. I got an example. I'm down here in Florida. I was one of the ones that said no smart meters, because they would send, FPL would send you a little letter saying, oh, we're going to be at your house on Wednesday, the 23rd of January, to put in your new smart meter. If you don't answer, that is implied consent. I called them up and said, I do not consent. And I, you know, held out for a long time until I moved and it had it on there. But this is what we have to understand as Americans. By doing nothing, you are implied consent. You are consenting to their tyranny. And so I love that you brought that up.
Absolutely. And that's a great example. And that's what we're doing with, we just recently started talking with Dave Jose. If people don't know who he is, he's been fighting in multiple states with letters of intent, statements of demand, and notices of affidavits to elected officials. All right. And this is why it's so important, because, again, this is something that everybody in the country can participate in. If the governing bodies are doing something that we, the Americans, feel is unconstitutional or is blatantly unconstitutional, you guys from all over the country can flood that person's office with notices of demand and affidavits. You know, you got 5 days to fix this, or we're coming after you with censorships, blockages, recalls. We'll set your budget to $1 until we get you shunned from the party and never brought back. All right. Yeah. And this is our rights. This is the powers that we have through powers of nullification, the Supremacy Clause, the 10th Amendment. All right. There's so many things that American people need to just come back to reality with. And it's not, you know, this is a much broader picture. It's not that the people are dumb. It's that we have, you know, an indoctrinated society that has been washed down. We've forgotten what our power is. And then we have people like you, people like us, we come out and we start showing this and educating this power to people. And it's like a big eye opener. People are like, I didn't even know I had that ability. Well, this is, you know, they don't teach you this because they don't want it.
Essentially, it feels like, you know, whenever we pull back and we look at the, you know, at everything that has happened and what was, you know, a lot of people are just now realizing what was going on before, right? You know, before 2016, you know, they've been building to this crescendo for quite a while now to get, like what you were talking about, like basically go in and just mail everybody on the voter roll a ballot. It seems absolutely absurd if you were thinking about elections 10 or 15 years ago, but they've kind of convinced this younger generation that not only is there nothing that they can do, but you've got to go along with some of this stuff. So I think it's a great thing for, you know, if you're out there, make this a family thing. Call it, you know, start participating with your families and you know, like make election integrity and being on election integrity something huge for the family to understand, because that's how we can really spread this out in a big way from like just like he was talking about, from the ground up. That is how we win this, and that is how we lost the ground that we've lost over the last quarter century or so.
Yeah.
Can I comment on what Jeff said?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, Jeff was saying you got to stand up. And I don't think anyone in Arizona or in the country is standing up as tall as Scary Lake. A lot of people have tried to, knock Giuliani and Mike Lindell, who have their own eccentricities. But here we have someone who's been in the media, like very media savvy, 30 years. And she's standing up in a very articulate. At first, I thought it was hokey. This last week, I went to a rally and it was amazing because it was a time for me to give some introductions to AAMV. And her war room blasted out in a tweet the recall that we're doing. So we really appreciated that. Thank you, Carrie Lake War Room, for the shout out. And during the rally, she actually, in a dramatic fashion, showed to the media all the ballots that weren't counted. So we're talking 225,000 ballots in 30 boxes. And I looked at that and I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Like, I thought it was hokey, but she took the media over there and she's like, these are the people that were disenfranchised in Maricopa County. 4-hour lines. They wouldn't even keep the polls open after closing at 7. Why wouldn't they keep the polls open a few extra hours? Because they're Republicans? And so here we are, deja vu, back to Florida, but now it's Arizona. We're going through the same exact thing that Florida did in 2000. We're seeing the...
Absolutely. And I want to remind you of this. This is great. Check it out.
What's your favorite show on Red State Talk Radio?
The MG Show.
Greg,
is the MG Show.
Oh, we love Carrie Lake. And she wore her flannel for Flannel Friday. We love Carrie Lake. And that got written up by Media Matters because she was actually trying to raise money from the MG Show. Oh, my God. Booga, booga, booga. So we are over the target.
I hate to say this, but thank God for Democrats like Carrie Lake, Donald Trump. Like, we've been red pilled more than anybody by the Democrats. Who knows about election rigging better than Democrats? Who can expose the system better than Democrats? And look what Ronald Reagan did, being the head of the Screen Actors Guild. So here we are in Arizona. We had so much level of fraud. It's exactly like Florida in 2000, that the people are just woken up and we're ready for change. So Shelby Bush is revealing all the data from 2000 to 2022 in the Senate hearings. Watch with Wendy Rogers every Monday. Yep. And Carrie Lake is the one. Charlie Kirk is her best friend here in Arizona. They both live here and they're both willing to fight for it. So we're going to join on their team and hopefully they'll join on our team. And as Americans, we can actually fix this problem.
So we need to help them save Arizona and then America. You guys are amazing. And Will, I'd like to really thank you for the shout out. Will,
you guys, thank you.
We got to do that.
Reagan's right here.
Again. And, so we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, thank you very much for watching the MG Show right here in front of you every day, Monday through Friday on Brighteon.tv. We're going to continue to the top of the hour at rumble.com/MG Show, or you can hear us on the podcast, or you can use your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio if you're on the fly. We love Red State Talk Radio. We love Rumble and we love Brighteon. Thank you guys very much. And Shady. So these guys, I tell you, very amazing. Well-spoken. My friend, Zach, you're very well-spoken and it looks like you got a really good go-getter right there in Maricopa County with Eric. So, let us know how we can help you further. If you have something new, Eric, you've got my number. Just text me, if we have breaking news, anything that you guys need, we're here to support you because it takes a village and it takes a village of Americans. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. It just takes
one last shout out.
Yeah.
The Maricopa supervisor we're going after, Bill Gates, he lives in Scottsdale in North Phoenix. So everybody in that district, get on HobbsRecall.com. Everybody else, get on HobbsRecall.com. Sign up. Tell us what you want to do if you want to help fix this problem.
HobbsRecall.com and consider a donation. Zach, thank you very much. Your final thoughts.
This is just an amazing journey, everybody. And I never imagined 3 months ago that I'd wake up and see so many passionate people. It started as a Facebook group of just a couple of us that were politically involved to complain. And I woke up overnight and realized that this is nationwide. It's also worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. You need to come to the reality and come back to the American roots and our constitutional republic and our chosen body of democracy. We are like the pillar of governing bodies across the globe. And because of what we're doing, and because we, the people, are allowing ours to go unchecked, it's happening to other countries across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is the rally cry. This is, you know, I've had phone calls. I've had interviews with tons of people that have quickly labeled us as like a peaceful second revolution. We are revolting the people and pushing back on a national level. And we're bringing so much support from everywhere to just issue one elected official gets 100,000 notices and affidavits in the mail from Americans across the country. You have any idea how that guy must feel? All right. This is showing pressure. This is showing our force. This is showing that we, the people, are no longer consenting to this malfeasance, this disgrace and this disgust. Okay. So, my final thoughts, everybody, it's time to wake up. America needs you. America needs all of us. We're going to be doing big things in Arizona, and it's going to change America for the next 20, 30 years, because it's going to introduce the ability to fight back in every state against the tyranny and the corruption and the maladministration, all of it. So get involved. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. We hold spaces all the time. Jordan. I didn't catch Shady.
Shannon and Jeff.
Sorry, I am horrible with names.
That's okay.
Make sure you guys hop on Twitter. I'd love to have you guys come and talk with us on a Twitter space sometime. And the biggest thing we need right now from everybody is when we get that approval for Bill Gates. I need every single one of our media broadcasters, our outreaches, and our groups rallying. There is a petition. Get down here and sign. It is time to go. Because once Gates goes, we're going after Richer. Once Richer goes, we're going after some Pima County ones. Once we get those out of the way, we're going after Mays, Fontes, and Hobbs all at the same time.
Nice. Wow. Well, we're with you on this one. So again, Eric, thank you very much for setting this up. I appreciate you and really respect what you're doing with this organization. Zach, Eric. Eric, do you have final thoughts before we head out of here?
I do. I just want to, on a national scale, I want everyone to realize something about Arizona. Maricopa County is the biggest Republican county in the country. This is a huge prize, which is why we're in a huge battle right now to decide the fate of Maricopa, which will decide the fate of Arizona, which may decide the fate of this country. So I don't want to sound alarmist, but the alarm bells are ringing. And Maricopa is going to stand up with the people. So, yeah, please go to HobbsRecall.com and sign up.
Sign up, HobbsRecall.com. You heard him. Thank you guys very much.
I appreciate what you're doing, Jeff.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Zach. I'll send you the link to this interview if you want to share it. I think it was very well. You guys did a great job. Thank you very much for coming on the MG show. Wow. Those guys are great, Shady Groove. They're amazing. I think, you know, these are just regular people that love their country. I call them patriots. Absolutely, Shady.
Perfect example of MAGA and perfect example of what we really need to all be doing. If you care about this stuff, if you're passionate about it, then utilize your waking hours to help the process. It is not just up to other people. It is up to you, and take that on your own.
And with that, Shady, we're going to take a 5-minute break. We'll be back hour number two. We love you guys. HobbsRecall.com. Get over there. Sign up. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
I want to just
the Breadion store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
In the Matrix 3X.com. We can hear you.
They come from the shadows. Evil has no boundaries. A spider web. The war is real against forces of darkness. These people are sick. Now comes the pain. Come on, bring the rain. People awake on what they fear. Sheep no more, the storm is here. We stand to fight dark to light. Trust the plan, the future proves past. Good will always win. They want us weak, they want us divided. Together we are strong, and when we go one, we go one. Here comes the pain. Come on, make it rain. They fear sheep no more, the storm is here. We stand to fight dark to light. Here comes the pain. Those good who know cannot sleep, and those good who know cannot find peace, and those good who know cannot find rest, till those responsible are held accountable. Make it rain. Here comes the pain. Come on, make it rain. People awake out what they fear. Sheep no more. Storm is here. We stand to fight dark to light. Oh, here comes the pain. Now comes the pain. United we stand, divided we fall. Where we go one, we go one. Enjoy the show.
I hope you're enjoying the MG show. That's Lori Bango. Wow, amazing. I love that song. I just was like, wait, you know, we haven't played Lori Bango in a while. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Shady Groove, welcome back to hour number two.
And Lori Bango just happens to be our great, wonderful patriot from down in the state of Arizona. So very good segue there. Thank you very much. And Lori, you're such a trooper, such a great patriot fighting down there in Arizona. It's been it's a blessing. All the people that we've met, Jeff, all the talented people that we've met over this last 5 years, it's just amazing.
Wow. It really is, guys. And a lot of them are right here in this chat right here at rumble.com/MG show. The pain is upon them. Yep. There we go. We got Alchemist Zach out there. We've got Effectual Insurrection. Somebody just said, love the Field of Greens. Just finished my first jar. Feels so much better. That's Joel ATCC. Remember, awesome. fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG show. I love it too. Thank you. And it does make me feel, it gets me to the gym, Shady. I mean,
yes, you are looking fit and trim, my friend. It was great to see you this weekend.
Oh man, it was great to see you and others this weekend. We had a pretty amazing weekend, Shady. Too bad. happy birthday, right? We celebrated my birthday. It was kind of amazing to have you there, Shady Groove, and you know, your beautiful, lovely girl. Because it was amazing, Shady. We saw Demos. We saw a couple of other people too. it's like so amazing, Shady.
It's really fun. And McGams.
McGams. Oh, I forgot about McGams. We love Mike. And by the way, the lights went out. The Green New Deal is affecting Congress, guys.
2018, yeah. The Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini.
Oh, Green New Deal.
How did Twitter do that?
Listen.
Sounds like the Green New Deal to me.
Perfect. It sounds like the Green New Deal. Now, you guys remember, I don't know if you paid attention to the video we just played on rumble.com/MG show, but it said study Nazism, and a lot of people don't realize that Green New Deal comes from Nazism, guys. They call it green tyranny, folks. The more you know, right here on the MG show, Shady.
Yep, and they want to control you with it. They want to control the whole of planet Earth with it. And funny thing, that green tyranny lines right up with COVID. Isn't that interesting how those two intersect and seemingly are one in the same all of a sudden here 3 years later?
And it had nothing to do with the January 6th and the Reichstag fire. Those aren't connected either, right, Shady? And Antifa and anti-fascista? No, that's not connected.
No, they wouldn't be utilizing those. They wouldn't be utilizing those assets to further deteriorate and demoralize society. No, not at all.
No, not to get a dictator elected or anything like that. No,
right.
Not what happened. Apparently, they knew how to steal elections there too. Shady Groove, what do you think?
I think there's a lot of folks out there. That's what I think today. I think that's our word of the day: folks,
folks, folks,
folks. You know, folks.
We've got a lot happening, you know, like, you know, let's, boy, I tell you, Shady, I watched this. This is 12 times, Shady. Let's finish the job.
Let's finish the job this time.
Thanks to the law I signed last year, saving $800 a year on their premiums.
Let's finish the job and make these savings permanent.
We got to finish the job.
Let's finish the job. Let's finish the job and close the loopholes.
Let's finish the job.
Let's finish the job. And get more families access to affordable, quality housing.
Let's finish the job
by providing access to preschool for 3 and 4 years old.
Let's finish the job
and connect students to career opportunities starting in high school.
Let's come together to finish the job on police reform.
Let's finish the job and ban these assault weapons.
We've been sent here to finish the job.
I love my team. I didn't realize we were finish possibly
the job, Shady Groove. Wow. So, you know, you remember, it's funny, but it's a 16-year plan to destroy America. That's the job that they're trying to finish, Shady. And Q told That's us exactly about that, right?
It 100% did, and they're 100% trying to get back in that plan. And it's very funny because there's a lot of activated, quote, MAGA extremists out there that are standing in the way of him finishing that job. And that is exactly what we're doing here on the show every day, is trying to show the people how you resist this tyrannical overreach. They have literally come out of the box. They're being straight faced. They're not even shy about it, not at all ashamed whatsoever to tell you exactly what it is they think about you, by look at what they've done over just a simple 2 years. Look at how disrespectful they are on the border, how disrespectful they are with the elections, how disrespectful they are about CRT or any of these other concerns that you have. If you had a legitimate debate or conversation, you would express your concerns, and then they would retaliate with the position of how your concerns are not valid. But instead, they retaliate with the position of how you're not worth speaking, how your voice doesn't matter. That's constantly what they're pushing back down on you in the mainstream media and the whole of society. The Constitution is engineered to protect the little guy, but those guys, they protect the big guy, don't they? They're protecting the elite, not looking out for you whatsoever.
They really are, Shady. And, you know, I want to just real quick get to this, too. It's the, let me just search this 16-year plan. And there's also an image that actually did it well, but this is it right here. So this is, they never thought she would lose. The 16-year plan to destroy America. Hussein, 8 years. Install rogue ops. Leak. Classified intel, military assets. Cut funding to military. Command away from generals. Launch good guy takedown. Internal remove Valerie Jarrett, sniffer. SAP sell-offs. Snowden, open source, Prism, key score, catastrophic to U.S. military and bad actors worldwide, plus the clowns, CIA, no such agency, NSA. Targan, weaken conservative base, IRS, MSM. Open border, flood, illegals, Democrat win, ISIS, MS-13. Are they opening the border and flooding us with illegals to fund and install fear, targeting, removal, domestic assets, etc.? Shady, are they doing any of that?
Yep.
Blind Eye, NK, North Korea nuke build, class 1 through 2, 3. Blind Eye, Iran, fund and supply. Blind Eye, class 23 to 41. Stage, Supreme Court, AS 187. Uranium 1, fund supply, Iran, North Korea, plus reduce U.S. capacity, kill NASA, prevent space domination, allow bad actors to take down military satellites, worldwide secure comms, install weapons of mass destructions, risk of EMP space origin. We have a risk of EMP right now with the sky event that just happened with the balloon, Shady. Helpless.
Exactly.
Class 1 through 99, HRC 8. So this is what they wanted. World War 3, death and weapons, real war, fake and controlled. Population growth control. Wow, pocket billions. Okay, so population growth control, vaccines, COVID, right? Pocket billions. Is that happening, Shady?
Yes, sir.
Are we on a World War 3, death and weapons, real war? Plus fake and controlled. You see that? Wow. Yeah. Eliminate final rogue ops within government and military. Kill the economy. That's not happening, Shady.
Yes, it is.
Open borders. They want to revise the Constitution, the DNA, right? Ban the sale of firearms, Second Amendment removal. Did Biden say anything about that last night? I think he did. Ban all assault pencils. Wait.
What about it? He didn't say anything about assault ovens.
Yeah, what about the assault ovens? Anything can be used in an assault, guys. It's called, exactly. I mean, you know, it's not called assault rifle. It's not an AR-15. It's an Amorite, right? I mean, we guys, come on. Install on team SC justices. Did we see a Arabella-funded justice? That doesn't know that she's a biologist or she isn't a biologist. Legal wins across spectrum of challenges. Did we see any of that? Mark Elias, Shady?
Lawfare?
They're trying to do this right now. Remove the Electoral College, popular vote, easier manipulation, illegal votes, Soros machines. Limit, remove funding of military. Closure of U.S. military installations worldwide, Germany first. Destruction of opposing MSM, other news outlets, censoring class 1 through 59. Pure evil. Narrative intercept 4 a.m. Shady Groove. That is basically, I mean, look at this, Shady. Shut down primary reasons, distract, weaken military assets, include illegal votes. That they want to do that too. Black voters are abandoning them. Keep them starved, keep them blind, keep them stupid. That's what HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, said March 13th, 2013. The Great Awakening. Fight, fight, fight. Q. Shady Groove. We're seeing it all right now. We saw it in the State of the Union.
We absolutely did. As a matter of fact, he was going right through, just like what you said. You know, he's like, we're going to finish the job. He literally is talking backwards to you. And it was very interesting to watch the dynamic last night in the State of the Union. I'm not sure that I've ever seen a dynamic that was quite like that, especially whenever he went in to the whole trope about taking Medicare and Social Security. Really massive pushback in vocally from the whole side of the Republicans, to the point where they made him shut up and say, well, they're not going to do it, but if they were, I'm going to veto it anyway. You know, very, very interesting to see him kind of falter there, because, you know, the guy's brain doesn't work too good in real time, Jeff. It only, he can read the stuff on the paper, but whenever he has to start thinking and responding, it goes sideways fast.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, he actually sounded a lot like Trump, using a lot of his isms, you know, Trump isms, if you will. But they're empty. They're baseless. I mean, the guy is not elected. And it was funny to watch McCarthy up there. I mean, he dang near fell asleep, but he was looking at him like, what are you talking? I loved it, Shady. I mean, I think, you know, we had a good showing back there, represented us, in my opinion, very well, believe it or not. McCarthy 2.0. I know people had some questions about him, but let's keep our eyes on him, Shady. It's that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're really liking some of the stuff that he's doing. He needs to be standing up a little bit more forcefully towards some of this foreign spending that's going on. I'm hoping that we see that as we move into these budget talks that are going to be coming up soon. But we have to let him know. We the people have to let him know. You have to tell him what you think. Therefore, he will listen to us instead of listening to the, you know, center left mob that's up there that is consistently been kind of keeping their pedal or their foot on the pedal. That's returning to normal.
Yeah, I mean, he will listen to us, right, Shady?
We'll see.
Hopefully better. And this is a live photo last night from the actual Hispanic State of the Union. Oh, sorry, that's not it. I'm just kidding. It's a meme.
I put up the Babylon Bee article yesterday that Sam Smith was going to be performing at the State of the Union. Everybody's like, what? You got to be kidding me. No, it's Babylon Bee. Calm down.
People don't understand that. It's so funny. Did you see that? What was that guy's name? What's that guy's name that was the Brazilian dressed as a woman guy that won election, Republican? Santos? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Santos, George Santos. That's correct. Up in New York.
Did you see him and Pierre Delecto lockheads yesterday?
We saw a little something about that.
Let's check it out.
I'm well.
Wait, let me actually make it bigger. I'm sorry, guys. Here we go. Check it out. So this is Pierre Delecto and Santos.
You ought to be embarrassed.
Yeah, sure.
You ought to be embarrassed.
I'm well.
Be embarrassed.
How are you?
You ought to be embarrassed, son.
Sure,
you got
man.
Me?
Well, that's your
ass.
Opinion.
You're an ass.
Yeah, you're very formal. Quite a gentleman, aren't you?
So that's...
You ought to be embarrassed.
That's bad lip reading. Actually, lip reading that, Shady Groove. You got Mitt Romney, whose father was head of the Bloodline company called AMC, calling him an ass. I don't really care for the guy. I don't like the way he lied, but I mean, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black, Shady Groove? I mean, isn't Mitt Romney the ass?
He absolutely is. Yes, and it's almost like a parody, you know, to have these people standing up there and virtue signaling toward, you know, the politicians that have been lying to us for decades are standing up there and virtue signaling that this guy lied to get elected. It's like, well, how did you get elected?
Exactly. You know, exactly right. You know, it's crazy. Now, we've got some breaking news. It's going to be back in the news. This is the criminal case, Eugene Yu. Right here, February 9th, and I believe, Shady, that's tomorrow. He's arraignment and plea over there in the city, county of Los Angeles, Shady Groove. So keep your eyes on that. That is Eugene Yu back in California court tomorrow. Arraignment and plea. Here we go with the Patriot game, Shady Groove.
Yeah, very interesting. And if I'm understanding things correctly, this may open up in a few different states. A lot of people have heard about this, and a lot of people are very concerned about the idea of all of this data from this whole state election being on Chinese servers, and why was it there, and how did it get moved, and then who started moving it back. So there is a lot of people that decided to actually stand up and ask questions outside of just these, outside of just what happened in California with Eugene Yu. And this is countrywide, everybody. It's not just California. And Michigan.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's, you know, it's just a portion. California was just a portion. Right here, Shady Groove, if you're on the battlefield, please go follow twitter.com/truethevote, guys, and maybe tweet, because I'm not on the battlefield yet. So I need you guys to help me on the battlefield. And twitter.com/truethevote, get over there right now and give them a follow if you can. Thank you guys very much. They're working very hard every day. Catherine is a true patriot, Shady, and the team.
The whole team that is fighting for election integrity. And wasn't it cool to see the symmetry that's going on between Clean the Vote and between the guys that we had on here in the first hour, and also with True the Vote, Patriot Games. People are really standing up and saying, hey, this is too much. You know, we can handle a little bit, but this is way too much, and it's out of hand, and we can see that you're changing the results with this. It's blatantly obvious now.
It is. And then, you know, we've got a lot. Friday, Shady, we have Kathy O'Brien. If you guys don't know who Kathy O'Brien is, you need to. She's going to be here Friday, Shady. And then tomorrow we have Dr. Andrew Huff. Do you recall we had Dr. Huff on this show and we brought up the map of Metabiota and the Pentagon and all that stuff? And now it's breaking news that he found the connections.
I do remember us telling him that it was Biden's son and Kerry's son with Devin Archer that started that, and now he's breaking the news. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that tomorrow.
And that's great. I mean, we want him to. I mean, you know, we had this year. We had it February 25th, I think, a year ago was when we did that, Shady. So I want to basically just real quick do a quick introduction to our guest coming up on Friday, Shady. This is Kathy O'Brien. Now, today is 35 years of her freedom, Shady. This is when she broke the mind control, Shady. And I'm just going to just play a little bit of this, but this is her greatest gift, and her greatest gift is freedom from Pentagon-controlled MKUltra mind control.
Greatest gift by me, Kathy O'Brien. It's not what you remember that matters, it's how you remember it, Mark Wisely told me as he handed me a pen to write out memory. Mind control survivors are emerging in vast numbers these days, often inspiring me to reflect on Mark's wisdom, as I see them begin speaking out only to be triggered back in. Until a survivor heals on all levels, through reopening neuron pathways of repressed memory in their brain, they are still vulnerable, highly suggestible, and susceptible to being misled by others. Many reach out to me, wanting to know how I can speak out for 35 years without wavering or being triggered back in. When survivors say they wish they had a Mark to help them, I always remind them that Mark did not deprogram me. He handed me keys to my own mind. True healing comes from within. And it is within us all to heal ourselves. How something is remembered is far more important than what is remembered. Reverberation of that powerful statement is why I am fully healed. Indeed, every survivor should have a mark to encourage them with pearls of wisdom like this one. Reading Access Denied for Reasons of National Security Allowed for a soon-to-be-released audiobook, I noted page after page of encouragements Mark gave me throughout my healing process that still lift me today. What better way to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Mark's February 8, 1988 rescue of my daughter and me from the Wash DC swamp than to share encouragements he gave me? You have to know who you are in order to have something to give in a relationship, Mark told me, dodging my playful advances conditioned by heightened sexuality. I don't want you one piece at a time. I want all of you at once. Love is the greatest healer and was the greatest motivation to literally pull my head together and integrate. Integrity comes with integration. And even the best of intentions cannot substitute full integration that comes through healing from within. Healing is a process, not an event, so it is important to be gentle with yourself and celebrate freedom every step of the way. My brain was as compartmentalized as society is today with no intercommunication. Traumatic memory is repressed by neuron pathways shutting down in the brain through what is professionally defined as the mind's sane defense to trauma too horrible to comprehend. It takes brains for this coping mechanism to even occur, which means you are smart enough to remember everything. I wasn't sure I even wanted to remember details of events flashing on my mind screen until Mark encouraged me. You already survived it once. There's no sense in you reliving it. It's your memory, and you already know it. View your mind screen through the eyes of the part of you that endured it. Smell the smells, then write it out. I began applying healing methods Mark taught me, writing out my memory by hand. Typing does not heal the brain the same way moving a pen does. Facing the reality of what I've been programmed to do under mind control was devastating. How could I ever live with myself? You are not responsible for what you were tortured to do under mind control, Mark gently consoled me. Now that you are aware, you are responsible for every thought and action going forward. Wow, responsibility is the ability to respond, I concluded. The ability to think, to choose action. I consciously decided my responses would be true to soul now that I had the ability to think for myself. Still, I was fresh on my healing path and became frightened when I remembered who and what I'd been exposed to. CIA MKUltra White House Pentagon level mind control was far from glamorous and only meant my abusers had all the power and the money in the world, as they so often boasted. It seemed there was no place to run and no place to hide, as I'd been conditioned to believe. There is a place to run, right at them, Mark assured me. And you have no need to hide. Obviously, they do, or they wouldn't devote so much effort and money to cover up. The people who hurt you and Kelly may have intelligence, Mark furthered, but they lack wisdom. They're flat thinkers with no concept of the strength of the human spirit or the power of a mother's love. There is no depth to their criminal minds, which is why wisdom outthinks a criminal mind every time. Through a series of illegal and immoral events under guise of national security, my daughter was thrust into the corrupted so-called Child Protective Services. I was devastated. I hear from many today who are experiencing the same thing and are seeking strength in order to affect the situation. If you continue to hopelessly grieve, Mark advised, you won't be helping Kelly. You've got to turn negatives into positives in order to relentlessly persist and give voice to Kelly's needs. I suggest you find a way to turn your grief into motivation and let your love for her carry you forward for her sake. Voice no negatives without a solution. Help lift me from immobilizing negativity. When you look through eyes of hope and trust and truth again, your vision will clear. Mark assured Kelly, the wheels of justice grind slowly, but it always prevails because truth, by its very nature, never goes away. Truth lives a wretched life, but always survives a lie. We won't stop or be stopped until you see some justice. Remember, Kelly, it's not over till we win. That will be our family motto. It's not over till we win. Mark and I began publicly speaking in our determined effort to free Kelly from the grip of a corrupted system. This caught the attention of a group of psychiatrists and psychologists who were overwhelmed by the vast numbers of mind control survivors emerging in the early 1990s, and they asked Mark and I to speak at their conference. I had just learned to think for myself. How could I speak to such a group? You're giving voice to survivors like Kelly who can't think to speak for themselves, Mark wisely replied. What would they want therapists to know so they can heal like you have? That's when I realized it's not about me. It's about the power of a mother's love and life's purpose. My experience under mind control taught me that without free thought, there's no free will. And without free will, there is no soul expression. No ability to live strength of spirit, and stand for truth, peace, and freedom, and light of love. Strength of the human spirit is exactly what my politically affluent abusers fear most. It's where we win, where they lose. They cannot control our strength of spirit, only our expression of it through mind control. Knowledge is our defense against mind control. Truth really does make us free. It all seems so simple now. Truth is simple, Mark would quip. Lies are complicated. They've underestimated all of us. Their arrogance will ultimately be their downfall. The good guys already won. The bad guys just don't know it yet. When Mark passed away in 2017, I lost my soulmate, my hero, my best friend. I made a conscious choice to honor him by living the strength he gave me and continue our shared life's purpose in empowering others with truth. The greatest gift anyone can give is a good memory. Mark certainly gave me a good memory. Since I had written out all of the repressed traumatic memories of my past, my mind is filled with beautiful memories of him and love we shared. In my grief, I found that his love is still present within me, and all the wisdom he taught me is there to recall anytime I choose. Love lives.
Love lives. And, you know, guys, I play that because she was a survivor of MKUltra. Okay. Now, if you look at the name of the website, trans-formation.com, trans-formation.com, it's the transformation of America. They use the techniques that they used on her and the early MKUltra mind control slaves, Marilyn Monroe, maybe some others, right? And they did that on a national level. Hitler wanted television. We got free HD TV from government. Why do you think that is, folks? Oh, I sounded like Biden right there, folks. But, you know, what I'm doing is I'm trying to show, first of all, let me just read the text I got from Kathy O'Brien today. Looking forward to Friday. Join me in celebrating this profound anniversary date of 35 years of freedom, sharing the joy. And I thought that was so beautifully read, too. She's an amazing person. But there is a transformation in America. Most everybody you know are under mind control. I mean, Shady, you want to expound on that? I mean, this is a fact, guys. Your friends and family that don't because of who you voted for, that is mind control. Me, oh, wait, you know, the Shady Groove, the...
Oh, I hate the mean tweets!
That's mind control, Shady.
It is. And you know, Kathy O'Brien has a very, very special place in my heart. It was her book, Transformation of America, going back a long time ago when I sat down and I read that book from cover to cover. It changed me. It changed my perspective. It changed what I thought I knew. It changed what I understood about the system that is in control of us. And I dropped you guys a link in the chat there, the PDF for her book, so you could go back and read it on your own. But I wanted to read something that's very, very good, the beginning of the book. And she says, the grim reality we must all embrace is that there is, in human terms, no justice and no revenge adequate to equal what these two and many other victims of the U.S. government secret weapon mind control experienced. The only remaining remnant of opportunity for justice for these survivors would be derived from a public forum expose of what they have experienced. What these survivors need to witness is the mass dissemination of their story and a radical positive change in their government's management of secrets. This would be an acceptable, though belated, substitute for justice. Their hope lies in the belief that, and then the quote is, truth lives a wretched life, but always survives a lie. And that is words of wisdom that we can live by, because the truth is not easy. It's not easy to speak it. It's not easy to live it. It's not easy to speak it. And it's not easy to be known for using it. Okay. You get set aside. Remember, me and Jeff make this funny all the time. They used to call us truthers. Like we were being degraded by being called a truther. Okay. A human being telling the truth is a very, very special thing. And if you have those, you know, we know that you guys that are watching the show have become that in your life. Okay. And so we want to show you that power, that even though the truth isn't necessarily always easy to live, it will survive no matter how big the lie. And that's what we're doing here every day on the MG Show.
Amen. And, you know, we've got human trafficking, rigged sports, programming the stars. They push us towards who they worship, all that. Tonight, GemComs with your host queued up, Poussant PA queued up, and the team have put together a great episode tonight. Rumble.com/MG Show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. GemComs, guys, don't forget that. And Shady, I kind of brought this up because I think, you know, I just wanted to take a step back. You know, we saw all this stuff. I could play all these boring, you know, clips of lying, you know, shouting old men yelling at the Capitol.
But there was a lot of that.
You know, we have this special guest coming on Friday, you know, and Dr. Andrew Huff is tomorrow, who's also very special. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. But mass psychosis, Shady, I want to play a little bit about this. We played this over 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago when it first came out. Good. And then it came popular again. But I just want to play a little bit of this mass psychosis, how you, our entire population, became mentally ill. Let's check it out.
Your school really presentation. Good. And narrated by Academy of Ideas. Check out their YouTube channel for more of their videos. The masses have never thirsted after truth. They turn aside from evidence that is not to their taste, preferring to deify error if error seduced them. Whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always their victim. According to the psychologist Carl Jung, the greatest threat to civilization lies not with the forces of nature, nor with any physical disease, but with our inability to deal with the forces of our own psyche. We are our own worst enemies, or as the Latin proverb puts it, man is a wolf to man. In Civilization in Transition, Jung states that this proverb is a sad yet eternal truism, and our wolf-like tendencies come most prominently into play at those times of history when mental illness becomes the norm rather than the exception in a society, a situation which Jung termed a psychic epidemic. Indeed, it is becoming ever more obvious, he writes, that it is not famine, not earthquakes, not microbes, not cancer, but man himself, who is man's greatest danger to man, for the simple reason that there is no adequate protection against psychic epidemics, which are infinitely more devastating than the worst of natural catastrophes. In this video, we are going to explore the most dangerous of all psychic epidemics, the mass psychosis. A mass psychosis is an epidemic of madness, and it occurs when a large portion of a society loses touch with reality and descends into delusions. Such a phenomenon is not a thing of fiction. Two examples of mass psychoses are the American and European witch hunts of the 16th and 17th centuries, and the rise of totalitarianism in the 20th century. During the witch hunts, thousands of individuals, mostly women, were killed, not for any crimes.
Do you think this is why Trump talks about witch hunts, guys?
They committed, but because they became the scapegoats of societies gone mad. In some Swiss villages, writes Francis Hill, there were scarcely any women left alive after the frenzy had finally burned itself out. When a mass psychosis occurs, the results are devastating. Jung studied this phenomenon and wrote that the individuals who make up the infected society become morally and spiritually inferior. They sink unconsciously to an inferior intellectual level. They become more unreasonable, irresponsible, emotional, erratic, and unreliable. And worst of all, crimes the individual alone could never stand are freely committed by the group smitten by madness. What makes matters worse is that those suffering from a mass psychosis are unaware of what is occurring. For just as an individual gone mad cannot step out of his mind to observe the errors in his ways, so too, there is no Archimedean point from which those living through a mass psychosis can observe their collective madness. But what causes a mass psychosis? To answer this question, we must first explore what drives an individual mad. While there are many potential triggers of madness, such as an excessive use of drugs or alcohol, brain injuries, and other illnesses, these physical causes will not concern us here. Our concern is with psychological, or what are called psychogenic triggers, as these are the most common culprits of the mass psychosis. The most prevalent psychogenic cause of a psychosis is a flood of negative emotions, such as fear or anxiety, that drives an individual into a state of panic. When in a state of panic, an individual will naturally seek relief, as it is too mentally and physically draining to subsist in this hyper-emotional state. While escaping from the state of panic can be accomplished through adaptive means, such as facing up to and defeating the fear-generating threat, another way to escape is to undergo a psychotic break. A psychotic break is not a descent into a state of greater disorder, as many believe, but a reordering of one's experiential world, which blends fact and fiction, or delusions and reality, in a way that helps end the feelings of panic. Silvano Arrieti, one of the 20th century's foremost authorities on schizophrenia, explains the psychogenic steps that lead to madness. Firstly, there is the phase of panic, when the patient starts to perceive things in a different way, is frightened on account of it, appears confused, and does not know how to explain the strange things that are happening. The next step is what Arrieti calls a phase of psychotic insight, whereby an individual succeeds in putting things together by devising a pathological way of seeing reality, which allows him to explain his abnormal experiences. The phenomenon is called insight because the patient finally sees meaning and relations in his experiences. But the insight is psychotic because it is based on delusions, not on adaptive and life-promoting ways of relating to whatever threats precipitated the panic. The delusions, in other words, allow the panic-stricken individual to escape from the flood of negative emotions, but at the cost of losing touch with reality, and for this reason, Arrieti says that a psychotic break can be viewed as an abnormal way of dealing with an extreme state of anxiety. If a panic-triggering flood of negative emotions in a weak and vulnerable individual can trigger a psychotic break, then a mass psychosis can result when a population of weak and vulnerable individuals is driven into a state of panic by threats real, imagined, or fabricated. But as delusions can take many forms, and as madness can manifest in countless ways, the specific manner in which a mass psychosis unfolds will differ based on the historical and cultural context of the infected society. But in the modern era, it is the mass psychosis of totalitarianism that appears to be the greatest threat. Totalitarianism, writes Arthur Verslewis, is the modern phenomenon of total centralized state power, coupled with the obliteration of individual human rights. In the totalized state, there are those in power, and there are the objectified masses, the victims. In a totalitarian society, the population is divided into two groups, the rulers and the ruled, and both groups undergo a pathological transformation. The rulers are elevated to an almost godlike status, which is diametrically opposed to our nature as imperfect beings who are easily corrupted by power. The masses, on the other hand, are transformed into the dependent subjects of these pathological rulers and take on a psychologically regressed and childlike status. Hannah Arendt, one of the 20th century's preeminent scholars of this form of rule, called totalitarianism an attempted transformation of human nature itself. But this attempted transformation only turns sound minds into sick minds, for as the Dutch medical doctor who studied the mental effects of living under totalitarianism wrote, "There is in fact much that is comparable between the strange reactions of the citizens of totalitarianism and their culture as a whole, on the one hand, and the reactions of the sick schizophrenic on the other." The social transformation that unfolds under totalitarianism is built upon and sustained by delusions. For only deluded men and women regress to the childlike status of obedient and submissive subjects and hand over complete control of their lives to politicians and bureaucrats. Only a deluded ruling class will believe that they possess the knowledge, wisdom, and acumen to completely control society in a top-down manner. And only when under the spell of delusions would anyone believe that a society composed of power-hungry rulers, on the one hand, and a psychologically regressed population, on the other, will lead to anything other than mass suffering and social ruin. But what triggers the psychosis of totalitarianism? As was explored in the previous video of this series, the mass psychosis of totalitarianism begins in a society's ruling class. The individuals that make up this class, be it politicians, bureaucrats, or crony capitalists, are very prone to delusions that augment their power, and no delusion is more attractive to the power-hungry than the delusion that they can and should control and dominate a society. When a ruling elite becomes possessed by a political ideology of this sort, be it communism, fascism, or technocracy, the next step is to induce a population into accepting their rule by infecting them with the mass psychosis of totalitarianism. This psychosis has been induced many times throughout history, and as Mirlu explains, it is simply a question of reorganizing and manipulating collective feelings in the proper way. The general method by which the members of a ruling elite can accomplish this end is called menticide, with the etymology of this word being a killing of the mind, and as Mirlu further explains, menticide is an old crime against the human mind and spirit, but systematized anew. It is an organized system of psychological intervention and judicial perversion through which a ruling class can imprint their own opportunistic thoughts upon the minds of those they plan to use and destroy. Priming a population for the crime of menticide begins with the sowing of fear. When an individual is flooded with negative emotions, such as fear or anxiety, he or she is very susceptible to a descent into the delusions of madness. Threats, real, imagined, or fabricated, can be used to sow fear, but a particularly effective technique is to use waves of terror. Under this technique, the sowing of fear is staggered with periods of calm, but each of these periods of calm is followed by the manufacturing of an even more intense spell of fear, and on the process goes. Or as Mirlu writes, each wave of terrorizing creates its effects more easily after a breathing spell than the one that preceded it, because people are still disturbed by their previous experience. Morality becomes lower and lower, and the psychological effects of each new propaganda campaign become stronger. It reaches a public already softened up. While fear primes a population for menticide, the use of propaganda to spread misinformation and to promote confusion with respect to the source of the threats and the nature of the crisis helps to break down the minds of the masses. Government officials and their lackeys in the media can use contradictory reports, nonsensical information, and even blatant lies, as the more they confuse, the less capable will a population be to cope with the crisis and diminish their fear in a rational and adaptive manner. Confusion, in other words, heightens the susceptibility of a descent into the delusions of totalitarianism, or as Mirlu explains, logic can be met with logic, while illogic cannot. It confuses those who think straight. The big lie and monotonously repeated nonsense have more emotional appeal than logic and reason. While the people are still searching for a reasonable counterargument to the first lie, the totalitarians can assault them with another. Never before in history have such effective means existed to manipulate a society into the psychosis of totalitarianism. Smartphones and social media, television and the internet, all in conjunction with algorithms that quickly censor the flow of unwanted information, allow those in power to easily assault the minds of the masses. What is more, the addictive nature of these technologies means that many people voluntarily subject themselves to the ruling elite's propaganda with a remarkable frequency. Modern technology, explains Mirlu, teaches man to take for granted the world he is looking at. He takes no time to retreat and reflect. Technology lures him on, dropping him into its wheels and movements. No rest, no meditation, no reflection, no conversation. The senses are continually overloaded with stimuli. Man doesn't learn to question his world anymore. The screen offers him answers, ready-made. But there is a further step the would-be totalitarian rulers can take to increase the chance of a totalitarian psychosis, and this is to isolate the victims and to disrupt normal social interactions. When alone and lacking normal interactions with friends, family, and coworkers, an individual becomes far more susceptible to delusions for several reasons. Firstly, they lose contact with the corrective force of the positive example, for not everyone is tricked by the machinations of the ruling elite, and the individuals who see through the propaganda can help free others from the menticidal assault. If, however, isolation is enforced, the power of these positive examples greatly diminishes. But another reason that isolation increases the efficacy of menticide is because, like many other species, human beings are more easily conditioned into new patterns of thought and behavior when isolated. Or as Mirlu explains with regards to the physiologist Ivan Pavlov's work on behavioral conditioning, Pavlov made another significant discovery. The conditioned reflex could be developed most easily in a quiet laboratory with a minimum of disturbing stimuli.
So I didn't know where to stop it because it's so good. And it does continue past the time of this show. Watch it, guys. Watch the whole thing. Mass psychosis, how an entire population becomes mentally ill. And I think it was a good, you know, kind of place to put it because, you know, the lies and then they hit you with another lie. And, you know, Trump had 3 balloons. No, he did. I mean, come on, guys, we are seeing through it. And what's happening is the Great Awakening, Shady, where you are now awake to the lies. You see them. You can't even watch Fox News for crying out loud anymore. Right. Maybe Tucker comes through with a couple things that are amazing here and there. But in general, you know, Paul Ryan is now on the board and he's ruining it. You know, they've got these pundits that they keep bringing back. Oh, yeah, I was at Bilderberg meeting. Oh, I was at Bohemian Grove. Oh, great. Those are your pundits. Karl Rove stole the vote for the Bushes with military mail-in ballots. Very interesting how everything is happening, Shady. And everybody is waking up. And that's why I think Kathy O'Brien Friday, 2:10, at 12:05 p.m. right here on rumble.com/MG Show, Red State Talk Radio, brighttn.tv is important. The transformation of America is written how they took it from a person and people to America, you, and the world, conversely. Shady.
Yeah, and then look at the last 3 years of your life, 4 or 5 years of your life. Look at what they've been doing to you. Think about it in terms of what you just watched in that video about menticide and about the mind control and what they're able to do. I mean, think about how effective that it was. Did you really think that that many people would put on a mask? Did you really think that that many people would take the vaccine? But out of fear, they can move mountains. It's absolutely stunning. And whenever you take into account the different narratives like Russia, the election, the big lie, January 6th, all of these different things where they've gaslit the public and then they virtue signal on the other side and make you think there's something wrong with you because you're not considering them a victim of the circumstance in which they created initially. It's really fascinating whenever you dig into the architecture of this mind control, because they are understanding it. The people at the core of that understand exactly what they are doing to you. Our ability to resist it as a population has been diminished. And effectively, I think that's what Donald Trump and Q and the Patriot movement are here for, to revitalize that power, to reinvigorate your resolve. And again, like we talked about a second ago with the truth and the lie, like the more people that see it, the more Project Veritas videos, the more times you get people to the show to see these simple things, it really, you know, hypocrisy, I'll keep saying it, hypocrisy is the best red pill for anyone, for especially for a normie, to see it blatantly, snaps the brain, switches on a switch, whatever you want to call it. But that is that's what we're looking at, and it can't be described any better. It was a great spot to play that, Jeff.
Yeah, and I just, you know, we could have played all what everybody else is going to play, but that we're different, guys. We're trying to show you the whole picture. That's the 40,000-foot view, and we're not going to take it anymore, Shady. And tomorrow we have Dr. Andrew Huff. Cannot wait to see him. He's the whistleblower, and he just connected Metabiota and, Rosemont Seneca. Bo High Harvest is the batteries. But Shady Groove, we're going to have an amazing show with Dr. Huff. He'll be back for a second time. And then Friday we have Kathy O'Brien. And tonight we have Queued Up featuring GemComs at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on rumble.com/MG Show. And like I said, Shady, we're not going to take it anymore.
It's true. I was right. Let's see what happens to him now.
The fake news media, turn your cameras, please, and show what.
what's really happening out here, because these people are not going to take it any longer. They're not going to take it any longer. Victory stolen by a bold and radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done, what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede.
So what you need to realize, you have to think about this, is that a lot of people knew. I mean, Trump even told us 2 years ahead of time he was going to concede tonight. How did he know? Because he knew what was going on. Okay, so a lot of people knew. So a lot of people did stuff during the election, weeks leading up to the election, where they recorded everything, catching them in the act, adding voters, removing voters. We got them dead to rights. There's no way out of this. We have the barn evidence.
Called this swamp, and you know what happened, and you know what I did? A big favor. I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Let's see what happens.
www.mg.show. Boom.
I caught all of this corruption that was going on